Blake didn't.
There wasn't a lot of overanalysis of this one. Just not a particularly great performance by you guys tonight after the break. Just a fair assessment.
Yeah. Obviously they, both teams, I think kind of felt it out in the first period, and they kind of got going. They got some momentum. One of those games that, we have to turn the page. We play right again tomorrow night against, a great team in Boston. So, just have to turn the page and be ready to go tomorrow.
What were the challenges of that first game back here tonight, Josh?
Challenges are the same for every team on their first game back. I haven't played for a while and whatnot, but we're all professionals, and I think there's no excuses when on that side of things. Both teams were dealing with that kind of thing, and we just have to move on and be ready for tomorrow.
Can you put your finger at all on why things weren't clicking? Didn't seem like the passes were clicking, things like that.
I wouldn't say it was an overly crisp game overall, obviously, like I said before, I don't want to make excuses after the break. Everyone's in the same situation, but we just have to be sharper tomorrow. And playing on the back-to-back against a good team, and we need to be ready to go.
You take a bonus out of the fact, I know you don't like to lose, but small positive, you get a power play goal as a group here tonight, 1-for-3 on the man advantage.
Yeah, that was a great play. Troop's great shot, and Rosie with a great tip to get it in. So, their goalie was seeing, was saving the stuff that he could see. And, I thought we didn't probably do a great enough job, even 5-on-5, at getting traffic and getting net front presence on him. Their D-man did a good job of blocking shots as well. But, it was a good play by our power play, and nice to see that one go in for Rosie.
If there's one thing as a group you guys could do better tomorrow night, what would it be?
I think just come out and execute right off the bat. We're on a back-to-back, so even though we've just had rest over the break here, we're still on an NHL back-to-back with travel. So, be ready to come out and have short shifts, do what we can to prepare over the next, 21 hours or whatever it is until we play. And just execute better and play, more to our strength for full 60 minutes. I probably dropped 5 cliches there, but that's really what we have to do.